From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hillary Clinton has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Clinton officially accepted the nomination on the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Clinton told the cheering crowd that as president, she wants to empower all Americans to live better lives with more opportunity, good jobs, and rising wages. The former Secretary of State also criticized Republican nominee Donald Trump as being too unstable and too inexperienced to be president.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
The former Secretary of State also reached out to supporters of her chief rival, Bernie Sanders, saying the country needs their enthusiasm and their passion. Clinton is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee in the history of the United States. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned in Iowa Thursday and said a lot of lies were being told about him at the Democratic convention. At a campaign rally, Trump criticized Democrats for not talking about extremism or laying out a plan to aid the economy. He also said earlier Thursday he was sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's email service to find deleted emails. This is VOA News.